Pope Francis puts the poor and the vulnerable at the heart of his first apostolic exhortation. Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel, published in November, encourages Christians to embark upon a new chapter of evangelization marked by this joy, while pointing out new paths for the church's journey in years to come. In the document, Pope Francis calls on church, economy, and society to go through profound changes, and he questions the dominant economic paradigm of growth and consumption. Across the globe and from all walks of life, people have reacted to the document, both in its entirety and focusing on single sections according to their particular interest or field of action. Bernd Niles is the Secretary General of CIDSE, the International Alliance of Catholic Development Agencies. He told me that Evangelii Gaudium is a milestone document, and it will offer help and guidance to CIDSE and to all people of goodwill in its efforts towards global justice and a paradigm shift towards fair and sustainable societies.
My first reaction to the exhortation was and still is that it is a milestone document. It is, the first paper he really published, wrote on his own, as far as I know, and gives important guidance. First, I think it's for us as Catholic development organizations, who are mainly understood as Catholic lay organizations, an important document because the Holy Father is really highlighting the importance of the laity. He fully understands that we are not working and living in a kind of bubble. We are really exposed to the to ordinary people, daily life, and we are working with many secular groups. And I think here's a big change coming, that in the past our church was sometimes a bit too suspicious about working with those who do not necessarily share all the beliefs the church has. And now I think he's really inviting us to work with others, to really work also with those who have maybe a different understanding of society, or who are non-believers.
He actually says lay people are the vast majority of the people of God.
Yes, and with this vast majority, many lay organizations are working. So we work with the parishes, with the people who are on a voluntary basis engaged in justice issues. But we also work, and I can give you an example. For example, we work also, with many women organizations and organizations who have a very strong understanding what gender equality, for example, means. And here in our church, some people are a bit suspicious about their approaches, but we fully understand that if we want to empower women, if we want to give women an equal share on resources, on roles in society compared to men, we need to work with these concepts and we need to be open-minded. I think the Holy Father has added to this working with the poor, working with lay people, a very important new dimension, which is what he refers to subsidiarity, which is, of course, a core principle of Catholic social teaching, but he links it now to decentralization. And when you read his paper, you see a lot of quotes, a lot of sources. He refers to national bishops' conferences, continental bishops' conferences. This is really new. And this is a strong indicator that the Holy Father really wants to listen to what's going on the ground. What are the perspectives of different cultures? And this is also what we try to do as development organizations. We try to do a good job which is based on the needs and the views also of the people on the ground, and we also work with many bishops' conferences around the world, as well as with the Holy See. I think this is also a new dimension he really gives a lot of inspiration for.
Now, the document is very wide-ranging. He touches on many, many aspects. To you, obviously, some are more, can I say, interesting or more relevant, if that's the right word, than others. I imagine the part dedicated to the inclusion of the poor in society. He actually says that for the church, the option for the poor is primarily a theological category rather than a cultural, sociological, political or philosophical one. What are your thoughts regarding this particular section of the document?
First, I appreciate, of course, a lot that our Pope has dedicated a huge part of his document. He mainstreamed it in a way, but he also has dedicated an important chapter to the poor, to the vulnerable, to the excluded, and also, and that is interesting, what it means to design in a way a society and economy that takes this very serious. I mean, he's very clearly saying, he's stating it probably more radical than we have been able to do so in the past, that the current economic paradigm we are living in, the current system, is excluding people. He even says is in a way killing people. So we have set up a society and economy which is excluding people. And exclusion is actually the most harmful thing you can do to other people, excluding them in private life, in society, in economy. And by highlighting this, I think this paper gives a lot of inspiration. And we have started a project in Zitze, which we call Working Towards a Paradigm Shift. And the Pope is giving us some further guidance where we shall emphasize on recognizing that we are living in planetary boundaries with ecological limits, that we cannot exploit our natural resources endless. So it's very important that there's one paragraph also making reference to the environment. Inequalities is an important issue. The exploitation of people, not offering decent work, and so on. I think he's really picking the key things we need to look at to get to a more equal, to a more fair, and to a world where people can live in dignity.
I don't know about you, but I was also very struck with the language that he uses. He has some very powerful words. Speaking about exclusion and inequality, he says that today everything comes under the laws of competition and the survival of the fittest, where the powerful feed upon the powerless. That's a very strong statement. What did you think about the language?
The language is pretty strong, but looking at realities, and our Pope is somebody who had been working with the excluded, with the marginalized, with poor communities. So he knows how actually hard the daily suffering of people is, what they are exposed to. And he translated this concern. I think he's really suffering also personally from this reality, like many of us do. And he is our Holy Father. He can speak it out. And I think we are all socialized in this capitalist system. Maybe we are even a bit poisoned by it. And we limit our thinking often to the conditions we have learned. And I think he's pretty free, and he's really looking at it like it is. And so he comes to a pretty radical language. I think it can only be helpful. It can, hopefully, it will wake up many people who already feel like, yeah, you cannot change anything, the system is like it is. No, the system is not like it is. The system is like we human beings determine it, and we have a key role to play, and we Catholics have to play a role to change this world to the better.
He's certainly affirming the work that development agencies do.
This paper is a strong support for the work we do. It frees us from some questions, concerns on our work. I think it is an invitation. We need to be, in a positive sense, to be radical. We need to be, to speak out the truth. We need to speak out what is the reality of people. And we shall not fear to confront powerful, to confront the business sector, to confront politics with our view, with our perception, and with also concrete proposals on how we can do things different in the future.